Sorting, consolidation, break bulk, and cross-docking. Exhibit 4-23 shows where sorting, consolidation, and break bulk fit within the warehouse process flow. Exhibit 4-23, warehouse processes and order flow. Picking, manual sorting, consolidation, break bulk, and value-added services can pose ergonomic challenges, as workers stand on concrete floors or sit at tables for hours, perhaps lifting heavy boxes at awkward angles. Workstations should be designed for efficient and safe motion. Automated sortation systems can reduce many of these issues while also enabling very high sortation rates with high accuracy. Cross-docking unit loads may not need much handling. Sorting. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines sorting as the function of physically separating a homogeneous subgroup from a heterogeneous population of items. Some orders are picked directly into shipping containers. For example, orders for vending machines are usually pre-kitted. The separate items are picked and loaded into a bin that is labeled with the order number and destination. The products can be moved straight to the shipping area. Other orders require sorting and combining before packaging. Perhaps picking containers are used that contain line items for multiple orders and must now be separated, combined into orders, and verified against the orders. Some product may arrive at the area on pallets that have to be broken down into separate orders. Consolidation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines consolidation as the grouping of shipments to obtain reduced costs or improved utilization of the transportation function. Consolidation can occur by grouping by market area, grouping according to scheduled deliveries, or grouping within third-party pooling services, such as public warehouses and freight forwarders. Consolidation creates transportation economies. Exhibit 4-24 illustrates the process of consolidation. Exhibit 4-24, consolidation. Source, APIC CSCP Learning System. Labor for the sorting of orders must be added to the labor needed to load slash unload and put away slash retrieve. Break bulk. Break bulk is defined as dividing truckloads, railcars, or containers of homogeneous items into smaller, more appropriate quantities for use. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. In a break bulk warehouse, goods arrive in large shipments from a single point. They are broken down in the warehouse into smaller loads to send to production facilities or the next echelon. The use of a break bulk warehouse is seen in Exhibit 4-25. Exhibit 4-25. Break bulk. Source, APIC CSCP Learning System. Consolidation and break bulk are opposites. Break bulk receives bulk shipments from many sources and then sorts them in anticipation of smaller quantity orders. Grocery stores receive break bulk items from food distributors. Consolidation, on the other hand, is often used when products made at an organization's various plants need to be gathered at one location to sell the items as an assortment, or when components from various suppliers are to be transformed into a product. Cross-docking. Exhibit 4-26 shows how cross-docking bypasses storage and moves from receiving and inspection to dispatch. A staging area is usually needed. Exhibit 4-26. Warehouse processes and order flow. Cross-docking involves sorting received materials by their destination to enable consolidation of orders into TLs and so on. It could also involve break bulk activities as needed to get products into the configuration needed for the outgoing shipment, but in many cases suppliers are required to provide deliveries that are already labeled and ready for forwarding onto the customer. The unit loads, for example, shrink-wrapped and labeled pallets, can then be consolidated with other orders for the same customer location without much handling needed by the cross-docking center. Cross-docking, therefore, requires close coordination with suppliers and customers since same-day receipt and dispatch is the goal. Carriers need to be able to adhere to tight pickup or delivery windows.